Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Hi, I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for hanging out with me today. You could have been anywhere in the world and doing anything in this moment, but you chose to push play and listen to me, and I appreciate that and celebrate that. Today we're talking about self-esteem and why it matters. Self-esteem is how you feel about you. Our experiences with parents or caregivers, family members, and friends help to lay the foundation of our self-esteem in childhood. Self-esteem is connected to your self-worth and confidence. When your self-esteem is balanced, fear is unable to hold you back because your confidence will kick in. If you meet someone and realize that they are not good for you, your self-worth will kick in and guide you to walk away. I love talking about self-esteem because it's important. Usually, adults who struggle with self-esteem, they struggled with it as children. When my niece was about 4 years old, I remember tickling her feet and she said, no, I don't want you to touch my feet. And I said to her, why? She said, because my feet are ugly. And I thought, wait a minute. They only been on this earth for like 4 years. What are you talking about? And then it hit me right away. The reason why she was saying that is because her mother, which is my sister, she used to say all the time that her feet were ugly. And for a long time, I guess when we were probably around 12, 13, my sister, she stopped wearing sandals because she did not like the look of her feet. And she started saying that, I guess at some point, once she became a mother, she would make those statements about her feet, not realizing that her daughter was listening and developing a perception of her own feet. And I told my sister right away what my niece had said, and she listened and made some changes right away. She started going to the nail salon to get pedicures to get her feet done so she could wear sandals, and she would take my niece with her and have her little toenails painted so she could feel good about her feet. And not long after, they both started wearing sandals, appreciating their toes, their feet, and now both of them just love wearing sandals. Children will learn how to view themselves through the lens of others around them when they are younger, the people who are closest to them. That's why we have to be very careful with our children. We have to make sure we are offering feedback to our children instead of criticism, because constantly criticizing a child do not place a positive impact on their self-esteem. When you offer feedback to children, first you tell them what they did well. Then you tell them what they need to do differently. And then you offer a positive statement again. When you just criticize children, you're constantly telling them what they've done wrong. That's not helpful. And one thing we really have to watch with children, it just breaks my heart whenever I see parents, adults, anybody serving in the role of capacity, anybody serving in the role of authority, calling children names. It is never appropriate, and it is always out of order to tell a child they are stupid, dumb, ugly, they are an idiot. That's not love. That is never appropriate, because that puts a negative impact on their self-esteem. And some children, they may learn to take it, but what happens a lot of times, they go out into their community, they go out into schools and start calling other people those names because that's what they have learned. They have learned to treat their fellow human being badly with their words. They have learned to use their words to call other names because somebody did it to them. When we want to build up the self-esteem of our children and even adults, there's nothing wrong with offering praise. Tell somebody when they did something well. You know, let them know, well done. There's nothing more refreshing than to hear your fellow human being, somebody who cares about you, somebody who knows you, to acknowledge your good work and say, well done. You know, we don't want our children, and we don't want the adults around us, to be arrogant. We want them to be confident, because when you're arrogant, you can't even hear feedback. When somebody is offering an area of improvement for you and trying to tell you something that you can do better, you're so arrogant that you think you know it all and they have nothing to offer you. That's not what we want to create. We want to create a balance in offering praise and offering information that can make them better. And we don't want them to go from arrogant to narcissistic either, where they only think about themselves and can't even think about anybody else. And this sense of selfishness settles in. When children live with acceptance, they learn to love. I can attest to that because I've been a big girl my whole life. I don't know what it feels like to be a size 2, a size 4, but I know what it feels like to be me, and I accept me, and that's because my parents did a wonderful job of loving me, and that love helped to build my self-esteem. I feel good about me. When your self-esteem is balanced, you don't hang out in destructive or abusive relationships. You just don't do it. But here's the really good news. Self-esteem can change. You can retrain your brain to think positively about you. And if you want to boost your self-esteem, first, you have to pay attention to the negative thoughts floating around in your head about you. Think about somebody you really love. Do you make harsh statements to them like, you're stupid? Don't expect anybody to ever love you or give you a better paying job. Probably not. So if you don't talk to the people you really love like that, don't talk to yourself like that. And if you are talking to people like that, that's out of order as well. And that means that you need to go in and do some introspective work to figure out what's keeping you from loving you and loving others properly. Because when we use our words to hurt people, to berate them, to demean them, that is not love. And that comes from somewhere. That comes from a place deep within. 2, when you want to boost your self-esteem, focus on what is right about you and not what you perceive as being wrong with you. Everybody in this world was born with something. Some people were born with the gift of running a bank. Some people were born with the gift of building a transmission. And some people were born with the gift of repairing AC units. And Lord knows I love my people who repair AC units. We got to have that air. But we were all born with something. Your job is to focus on your gift. Not the gift of others, your gift, what you were given. Whether you were given the gift to prepare a meal for 1,000 people, everybody cannot prepare a meal for 1,000 people. I am not that person, but I am the person that can inspire 1,000 people, share my enthusiasm with 1,000 people. 3, do not compare yourself to other people. Focus on you. That goes hand in hand with 2, thinking about what is right about you. Because once you start comparing yourself to other people, it won't come out right. It's just like comparing, well, let's see, does this grape has the same flavor as a potato? Those are 2 separate things. One is a fruit and one is a vegetable. 4, you have to surround yourself with positive people. If you're hanging around negative people all day, that is not going to help your self-esteem. It is not going to improve the way you feel about you, especially if you're already struggling with low self-esteem. You know, I'm thinking, well, they want them and not me. Nobody's ever going to want me. My hair isn't long enough. My hair, you know, my hair isn't blonde enough, or, you know, I should have been born a redhead. I'm not thin enough. Appreciate the fact that you have a heartbeat. Appreciate the fact that you can actually use your words to say hello. And hang around people who can appreciate those same things and who make a conscious choice to focus on the positive and not sit around and be gossipers and talk about other people and point out what's wrong about them and what they do not like about them. So if you're constantly listening to the negative chatter, somebody who wants to inventory what somebody else has, what they look like, that's not your person. That's not your group. It's not going to help you to become a better you. It helps you to stay a confused you. It helps you to stay a depressed you. It helps you to stay an angry you. If you want to be a happy you, hang around some happy people. 5, if there's something that you do not like about yourself and it can be changed, well, just make a goal to change it. Whether or not you want to change your hairstyle, that can be changed. You want to change your weight, that can be changed. You want to learn how to dance better. Those things can be worked on. But when you want to change something that cannot be changed and you're constantly thinking about it, such as your height. If you are 34 years old and you are 6'8", okay, that's your given height. That's not going to change. If you are 34 years old and your height is 4'8", that is your given height. We can't do a whole lot about that. There's nothing we can do about that. Of course, we can put on some heels and some boots to give us a couple of inches. But we have to appreciate ourselves where we are in this moment. Now, self-esteem, again, is how you feel about you. Our experiences with our parents, caregivers, family members, and friends, it helps to lay the foundation of our self-esteem. Self-esteem is connected to our self-worth and our confidence. When your self-esteem is balanced, fear is unable to hold you back. You know, when your self-esteem is where it's supposed to be, you say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to apply for this position because I know I have the qualifications. I know I have the credentials. I can do it. And even if I do not get the position, I will try again. When your self-esteem is not balanced and it's low, the message in your head is, you know what, they're not going to choose me. I'm sure there's like 50 other people that's applying for this position and they're probably smarter than me. They have more experience than me. No, because what's for you is for you. In order to win it, you have to be in it. Think positive. Think higher. Think higher for you and about you. And when your self-esteem is balanced, there is no way you're going to hang out in a relationship where you are tolerated and not celebrated. You're not going to hang out in a romantic relationship or a friendship. And the only way we get to hang out in destructive relationships when we think badly about ourselves or we don't think too much about ourselves because we say, well, you know, something is better than nothing. You know, I don't know if somebody else is going to come around. Well, I don't really have anybody else to hang out with on the weekend. No, you have to know your worth because anybody just cannot have you. And if you're hanging out in a relationship where you're tolerated, that's not going to help your self-esteem because probably what's happening, these people are saying things to keep that self-esteem low to the ground. And if it's low to the ground, that means that somebody just keeps walking over it, stomping on it, and running all over it. Which is why it's very important that you hang around positive people so you can stand up Stand up in the amazing person that you were born to be and that you are. Remember, if you meet someone and you realize they are not good for you, your self-worth will kick in and guide you to walk away. And that's the power of self-esteem. Listen, thank you for hanging out with me today. If you feel just a little bit better and a little inspired than you did when you first started listening to this podcast, you've just been loved, honey. That's what love feels like. Please continue to tune in and share my podcast with others. Talk to you next time. Onward and upward.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.